I feel like we could have done an infinite amount of segments about what we just watched. Not just last night, not over the last 2 weeks, not even over just the last 2 months, but the last 8 years that culminated in Giannis Antetokounmpo being an NBA champion after being a two-time MVP and a Defensive Player of the Year last night. And so I'm trying not to be too hyperbole guy, but you just go through his story and it's like, what's even close?
Well, like you said that the other day, and I'm really not totally familiar with his story. You know, I know hardship, grew up, hardship, blah, blah, blah. I don't really know his story, to tell you the truth. I know his story as a player. That seems pretty unlikely as it is.
Yeah.
What was he, the 13th pick?
I know the Mavs. 15th.
15th. Okay, so not even in the lottery. I know the Mavs have been tied to him because Donnie Nelson really liked him coming out. But as a player, you just don't hear of the 15th pick turning into a two-time MVP and the best team on a championship team. You kind of think you need that number one overall pick. If you're lucky enough to have the number one overall pick when LeBron is going to be the first overall pick, you're cool. If you're unlucky enough to choose Greg Oden with the number one overall pick, things aren't as good. Hell, even if you get a Durant, Westbrook, and Harden all with lottery picks, you might never win it all, as we saw. So just for Milwaukee to win it, for Giannis to win it, just it was the team, if you remember, going into the playoffs, or after the Mavs got ousted, that I picked as I hope. Yeah, I didn't say I predict them, but I said this is the team I want to win because they had the cool story.
Yeah, and
so that's just as a team,
sure.
As a player, not as I'm not even really familiar with what he went through to get here.
Well, it's interesting because I kind of view him and them, meaning the city and the team, as so tied at the hip from the underdog element of it. And the
for
Bucks
sure.
have been so bad for so long; they got bought right around the time he was drafted. You know, they're trying to build this arena because they had a terrible arena before they built Fiserv for him, and he stayed, and it's the loyalty thing. He wasn't just the 15th pick, and that's unlikely. He wasn't just a guy who came from Europe. He was in a lower-level European league, and he was 18. Now, he was 18 in like 300 days, but he was one of the youngest players ever drafted when they took him. I mean, he said it before. Like, he thought he was going to spend a significant amount of time in the G League, and they let him grow.
He was saying last night that he actually went to the front office asking to go to the G League because he wanted to get better.
Yeah. And because this was a whole new ball game for him. You know, that's another
So how many best players in the NBA are former G League bubble guys?
Man. Not many. Not many at all. And that's another reason why I think he aligns and compares so well to Dirk with me. Because when Dirk came over, Dirk wanted to go home after like a year because he's just like, man, this is a different game over here. These guys are trash talking me. They're beating up on me. And there's a new book about Giannis coming out in August that a writer who wrote a feature about him ended up turning it into a book. And she's very lucky and thankful right now, for sure. But I'm going to read you some parts of this throughout the next couple segments, but just this part right here from the start of this chapter. Giannis would stand in front of the mirror and practice his scowl. He'd squint his eyes, suck in his teeth, his nose would wrinkle, his forehead would tighten, his lips would curl, and then he'd let out a grunt. He was trying to look more aggressive, less adorable, more intimidating, less innocent. He needed a new identity heading into his second NBA season, one vastly different from the goofy, endearing rookie discovering smoothies for the first time. Do you remember that? Like, Giannis would tweet out, like, just had a corn dog. Oh, my. Like, all the things that he was having for the first time. Like, he's like, it was like a strawberry banana smoothie that he was blown away by. And then she continues, he needed to get mean. He had to practice it because he is not that guy, says Skip Robinson, the Bucks VP of Community Relations. He is a lovable guy, a nice gentleman. But he didn't want to be seen as a nice gentleman on the court. And I kind of feel like that was a Dirk thing. That Dirk had to figure out how to start acting like don't mess with me guy because he was just such a normal dude. And in Giannis's case, when you reference his story, I mean, his family immigrated from Nigeria, and his parents, and he was born, I believe, 3 years after that.
Why is he called the Greek Freak?
So they left Nigeria and went to Greece. His family did. But due to a bunch of wonky statecraft-type policies that I'm not going to pretend to tell you I understand, the way that Greek immigration and citizenship works, they did not have Greek citizenship, even though he was born in Greece, whereas in the United States, you do.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. So they had no state. His parents were not Greek, or he had no state. His parents could not get a Greek, could not get Greek citizenship.
So he wasn't Nigerian either?
He wasn't born there. He is now, but he didn't have a passport there. He didn't have citizenship there. And they were bouncing in and out of shelters and homeless for most of his youth. And he would help his mom sell, you know, probably fake watches, handbags. You know, whenever, if you travel, like Mexico, right? There's kids that are trying to get by, of course.
Chiclets.
And that's what he was doing with his brothers, just on the street, trying to make sure they could eat by dinner, just selling stuff, trinkets, with no real prospects. Didn't start playing basketball until he was 13.
Wow.
Still at that point, didn't really have much of an idea where his family was going to be, because he couldn't leave. He couldn't play for the Greek national team because he wasn't a Greek citizen, and he didn't have a passport, so he wasn't allowed to leave the country. He ends up getting drafted by the Bucks after, you know, only a few years of pro ball, low-level pro ball in Greece. And then you fast forward to last summer when he stays in Milwaukee. I mean, the whole thing is just... It honestly is kind of an emotional story. The way that he talks about his parents and his brothers on the team, and one of his other brothers want a ring with the Lakers last year, and it's a very touching story for sure.
Yeah. The staying in Milwaukee thing is what in this day and age is different.
Remarkable. Just remarkable. You know, the highs he had. Yeah, sure. His post-game press conference last night, we're going to play some of it. If you're interested in breaking off 15 minutes on YouTube, I thought it was awesome, the whole thing. The way he talks, how humble he is. Very cool.
Let's see. Let's do the one about the staying, because you got me pulled up. I'm on one. Let's see if this works.
But you know, coming back, I was like, this is my city. You know, they trust me. They believe in me. They believe in us. Even when we were lost, the city still was like on our side. And you know, obviously, I wanted to get the job done. You know, but that's my stubborn side. Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't want to put anybody in the spot, but I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still won. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way. And we did it.
I think that's basically it. Maybe there's more. I haven't cut that down.
And, of course, we're all thinking about Luka. Like, man, I hope he sees what it was with Dirk. I hope he sees what this is with
Giannis. But think of how satisfying that is, for sure. I mean, even LeBron going back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Had to be more satisfying than the Heat thing. And maybe that was what LeBron needed at that time, was another challenge. Like, he had never known how to win. Now he knew how to win. Now let's do it for Cleveland. I screwed him. I realize that. And, you know, change your legacy again. And, yeah, would it have been as satisfying had he come here even and teamed up with Luka? I would bet not.
Not at all. And it doesn't mean that you don't need other good / really good players. I mean, if you gave Luka Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday, the Mavericks would be competing for a title next year.
Yeah, but...
And he came up with Middleton.
It ain't like those guys carried him yesterday.
Oh, no. No, yesterday was a masterpiece. The whole series.
That closeout game...
33.5, hitting all of your free throws, which is ridiculous. I wanted to remind you of one thing, because... While he is a lovable dude, while I do think he has a really big heart, I also think he has somewhat settled into his own don't F with me skin. Like, whether it's the he's big flex guy now. He loves to flex after dunks. He loves to do stare downs. But he got crossways with Harden a couple years ago. And a lot of people were bringing this up last night after Giannis said that. Because Giannis was the captain of one of the All-Star teams a couple years ago and was able to draft.
Oh, after he said the super team thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this people were reminding everyone of a couple years ago, Giannis was asked, you know, who are you going to take here? You know, and I think Harden and Kimba were the two best players left on the board. And Giannis was like, well, I want somebody who can pass the ball and will pass the ball. So we're going to take Kimba. Like a shot at Harden, right? So then Harden sits down with Rachel Nichols and took this shot on the ticket.
Pass. I'm taking Kemba Walker instead of James Harden.
I have more assists than him, I think.
You ranked 10th in assists going into the All-Star break, and Kemba ranked 36th in assists going into the All-Star break.
So I don't see what the joke is. But I didn't even see it. You know, I don't pay attention to stuff like that.
Now let's keep track here. He didn't see it. He doesn't pay attention to stuff like that. Yet he had at the ready that he had more assists than Kemba Walker. So actually, he does pass quite a bit.
I just know none of them can mess with me.
Well, Daryl Morey, your general manager, had a great line to kind of address all of that. He said, being different doesn't really get appreciated until it works.
Yeah, or when I'm done. You know, when it's all said and done, you know, they'll appreciate it more. You know, but I wish I could just run and with 7 feet and run and just dunk. Like, that takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill, you know? I take that any day.
Okay,
well,
so,
I wasn't paying attention. I didn't even know he said that.
And that was obviously a shot at Giannis because Giannis doesn't take threes. Giannis isn't a sharp shooter.
He's just 7 foot and he dunks.
I mean, it takes no skill. Anybody could do it, really. I mean, if I had that, I'd be two-time MVP. I'd be defensive player of the year. My city would love me as opposed to everybody trying to get rid of me the second I meet them or they want away from me. And so when Giannis mentioned super team, don't think he's not thinking about Harden and Harden saying, you know, that takes no skill at all. Whatever. And he's like, yeah, you can do the easy way if you want. I did the hard way, the right way. So he will take the shot on you. Kind of like Dirk, right? Dirk wasn't vindictive guy all the time, but when it was time, he would give you a little
pushback. Yeah, if you're going to do the coughing bit.
Yeah, he'd give you a little pushback.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.